Harriet Tubman's Escape by
Owen,
Belina,
David,
and Abby.
It was a rather beautiful day at 3:45 p.m. on August 22, 1848, on a rather large plantation in Dorchester, Maryland. Harriet and her fellow slaves were hard at work in the beating sun.
Moses, Gus, come here, quickly. I gotta tell you something.
What you need, Harriet? Did you get in trouble with the master again?
Harriet then began to explain her plans for the future. She grew more and more excited and fearful with every word.
I can't deal with this anymore. The whipping, the hard labor every day, the rude, harsh words from master. I'm gonna run away sometime next year, and I think you two should join me and be free with me.
Harriet, are you crazy? We'll get caught for sure. We can't. It's too risky.
Only if we're not careful, and I'm taking at least a year to plan it out. We'll have plenty of time. And there's some Quakers just a little beyond those woods who can help us. You in?
I guess, but if we do get caught, I'm blaming it all on you.
Why not? Can't get much worse than this.
It would be great. Imagine a life of freedom, no more whips, harsh words, and we could even get paid for our own work.
A new life does sound good to me.
Being free does sound pretty good, but if we get caught, Master will be furious. It will be at least 15 lashes.
1 year later, the time has come to run away. 2:15 a.m., March 3rd, 1849. The sky was pitch black and the fields were empty.
Boys, it's time to leave. Let's go.
Harriet, I don't think I can go. It's too risky. We won't make it. I don't want to see any of us get hurt.
Mom wouldn't have wanted us to do this, Harriet. It's just too dangerous. We could get killed for heaven's sake. I'm out too.
Really? You're gonna bail out on me like that? I thought you two were better.
I'm sorry, Harriet, but if you're going to do it, we can't stand in the way. Good luck.
He's right, Harriet. Good luck. We'll miss you.
Harriet then proceeded to walk into the woods, alone, with not a single thing with her.
I'm gonna need more than a miracle to get through this one alone.
And there she went. Knowing she was risking everything, she left with nothing, no one at her side, and nowhere to go.